Let's go to Philadelphia, where officials worry they're just 2 weeks from becoming New York City. There are over 1,000 cases in Philly. Not surprising, it's the most in Pennsylvania. Member station WHYY health and science reporter Nina Feldman is here. And Nina, the city wanted to use the recently closed Hahnemann University Hospital to expand capacity that could have held up to 500 patients. But officials now say they can't use it because they can't afford it. This got nasty. What happened here?
Yeah, so Hahnemann was a safety net hospital right downtown Philadelphia. It closed last summer. Its owners declared bankruptcy, much to the dismay of a lot of residents there. It was a nearly 200-year-old beloved institution that served many of the city's poor, and it's just been sitting empty. So it was sort of an obvious choice as a potential overflow site as the city is anticipating a surge of positive COVID-19 patients. But the owner of the building was charging, the city officials said, was charging too high a price for the city to be able to afford. They wanted about $1 million a month. The city said they just couldn't swing that. And the mayor slammed the owner of the building, saying essentially, you know, this guy's just trying to jack up the price in the midst of a public health emergency and doesn't really have the health and safety of Philadelphians in mind. So
we know
the mayor abandoned those negotiations as a result.
And some people vandalized the owner's house. It got really tough there. These are tough times. But where else is the city looking for beds?
Yeah, so soon after announcing that the negotiations had fallen flat, the mayor said that Temple University had stepped up and the basketball arena there will be able to serve as a makeshift facility, serving about 250 people, probably not critically ill COVID patients, but people who, you know, maybe have milder cases and still need medical attention.
Well, we know that your governor hasn't put the whole state under stay-at-home orders, but places around Philadelphia, they have. The mayor there was scolding some residents because they were still going out, so they were closing parks, boarding up basketball parks. So in the few seconds we have, are people staying in now?
Yeah, I think Philadelphians were slow to adapt to the social distancing requirements, but it seems like it's definitely getting better and people are heeding the call and understanding that how successful that social distancing is really determines how many of those hospital beds we're going to need and how quickly. So I think the message is starting to get through.
WHYY health and science reporter Nina Feldman, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.